Y'all make sure you subscribe to State of Black Music on all platforms.
Yes. I'm talking about Spotify. I'm talking about Apple Podcasts.
YouTube.
We there.
You know what I'm saying? We there. We at your mama house. We everywhere.
We hear that every damn well.
State of Black Music, baby.
Solve them.
State of Black Music. No.
That's the energy this week.
Welcome. That's the energy.
That's the energy.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, baby.
Welcome to come on, Tamal.
Oh, baby.
That's that taco meat tone.
Yo, I'm going to tell you, I didn't realize since I was at a dinner recently, and I didn't know that Michael Jackson, Betty Wright, Eddie LaVert, and others were the background vocalists for All I Do. I never knew that.
Wait,
Michael
Jackson, Betty Wright, Eddie LaVert, Walter Williams, Jameel Raheem, but those are the background vocalists for Stevie Wonder's All I Do.
That's never knew crazy.
That. Never knew that.
Only Stevie Wonder could pull a...
Right.
You got like MJ on back, and Betty Wright, and Eddie LaVert.
And Eddie.
And it was only recently that I found out that Stevie Wonder and the Jacksons are cousins.
They cousins.
Wait, what? Wow.
What related. You mean?
Yeah. How you mean?
Yeah, like they're, I don't know where he is in the line, but yeah.
Somebody get Ancestry.com on it.
Right. Apparently they're right. cousins.
Welcome to another week of the State of Black Music podcast. That's we kicking off with a bang. We just dropping gems out the gate. What up, right. this billionaire in the building?
Claude Kelly is here.
Chuck Harmony is definitely in the building.
And Bacon from Macon is here.
And Don is here. Don! Mr. Julio! The great Don Julio.
Don the Great.
State of Black Music.
It's good to see you guys, man.
Great to be back.
Great to be back.
Happy New Year.
Yo, you said Betty Wright and it triggered something because the other day me and Chuck re-stumbled upon No Pain, No Gain by Betty Wright.
Listen.
Man. Be a cook in the kitchen.
Oh, man. That groove.
Listen. Listen. No Pain, No Gain.
Yeah.
Shout out Betty Wright. Rest in peace.
Rest. No pain, no pain, no gain, no gain, no. No pain, no pain, no pain, no pain, no gain, no gain.
I remember hearing that song when I was a kid and just knowing that was just a grown woman's record, but like you had to go through some shit to understand the record. But my mom used to bop to that record, and I heard it the other day, and it sounds so new.
Yeah, it could come out right now and just be a fresh sound.
Yeah,
it's so new.
Yeah, she was always like spitting game on her records.
Yeah,
and I remember being young, like in the South, they on Sundays they would play like the blues records, and then they would like out in the yard, all the old people would be sitting around playing cards, and they would just play Betty Wright and Marvin Cease and Lattimore and. All those great blues artists, but Betty Wright was definitely a standout amongst all of that music that was being played. Like, y'all remember Peggy Scott Adams?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who? Peggy Scott Adams?
Peggy Scott Adams. She had a song called Bill.
Phil, pull up Bill. Hey, Phil. Bill. Play Bill.
But it was a very, very interesting song, and it got played on the radio back in Macon, Georgia.
There are no words.
This is Bill.
That can describe. What I felt
this is what they would listen to, though.
So many thoughts going through my mind. Like, one, I've never heard of Peggy Scott Adams in my life. Two, this song is from the best of Peggy Adams. So
y'all not going to do Peggy like that.
I'm sorry, Peggy.
So I'm sorry. I just didn't know that there would be a full comprehensive a best of.
Nah, but real talk, right? Because I'm from New York, right? So I never really knew about this. But, like, Chuck has put me on it since being down here. I've experienced it at a couple of shows and events. Like, Southern Soul?
Yes.
What a vibe.
What a vibe. And what a money maker, too. Them guys be out on the road. And the crazy thing is,
I'm telling you.
When I was younger, I used to be like, what in the hell are they listening to? But as I've gotten older, like, I find myself listening to a lot of this shit.
Mm. We went to some concert, and the concert was awful. It was awful. It was awful. It was that concert with Kindred Family Soul and
Avery Sunshine
and Chrisette and all them.
That's when they booed Chrisette.
Yes.
Oh man,
that happened.
Oh, that was bad. Terrible. Singing a gospel song of that.
Total Praise.
Jeez.
Terrible show. Just because the sound was bad, the lineup was awkward. Mm. But in between everyone's set, right? When they would start playing Southern Soul records to the speakers, it was municipal.
Yo, the crowd went up.
Mm-hmm.
That was the most lit part of the night.
And they knew every lyric to every song. And I'm just talking about young and old. Yeah. It was just like the mamas and the daughters were going
wow. That's when I was like, yo, Chuck Wood. He's like, yo, this is Southern Soul. Like, you don't catch the radar or billboards. Yeah. But like, it's a huge
movement.
I used
to be in those bands when I lived in Alabama. And I'm serious. Like, we would gig like 300 days out the year.
Yeah, it's a crazy subculture for real.
It's a crazy subculture.
You're going to eat some fried chicken.
Yep.
So, well, I guess shout out to Peggy Scott Adams. If you haven't seen The Best Of, is available on all DSPs platforms.
Give her a stream.
I'm just saying. I didn't know. I'm learning so much these days.
You know what I'm saying?
We all learn.
You can listen to the whole thing on your way home, Phil.
No, but you got the great Denise LaSalle.
or Ride in Silence.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Oh,
no, man,
oh
but,
Lord.
No, but I'm really excited to learn more. I was at a dinner recently for Tim Reed, who moved to town. We met with him.
Came to the workshop.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, Tim Reed from BMG, a senior executive over there. He is the son of Tim Reed. Been in the music business 30 plus years, a real legit executive.
Black entertainment royalty.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he looked like his dad.
He looked just
like his dad.
He looks like his dad, for sure.
But I just sister, so we did a welcome. Sister. Yeah. Let's go back further. WKRP in Cincinnati.
Exactly. Cincinnati, boy.
Yeah. Wasn't
he on Love Boat?
No,
he went on Love Boat.
Okay. Wow.
You're talking about Isaac off Love Boat?
Yeah. You going to make Isaac Tim Reed? Come on.
Hey, it was before my time.
I did want to acknowledge that Tim Reed, Senior and Junior, are also from VA. I just want to acknowledge that.
Here we go.
For what it's worth. Also a graduate of my university, Norfolk State University. Shout out to the Green and Gold. But yeah, but back to the topic at hand. We had a dinner, and just at the dinner, it was Tim Reed. It was, you know, Henry Hicks from the museum and Shannon Sanders and Gina Miller and Thalia from BMG.
Music Queen.
Yeah, Music Queen. You know what I mean? So it was a really great conversation and we were just talking about music. Yeah. And so Shannon Sanders brought up the whole All I Do, Stevie Wonder. Ah. And I was like, wow. And then we started talking about Versus.
Mm.
And just the impact of Versus. But then we talked about the most recent one with Music Soul Child and Anthony Hamilton. And we were saying how the highlight was for us was The Lucky Day. Lucky came out to do his new single, which sampled the original composition that Music sampled on Half Crazy. Okay. But yeah, it was just, you know, it was good. It was a great dialogue with music lovers.
I missed the Verses.
They played one of your songs, didn't they?
I know. They played Yes. I wrote Yes for Music Soul Child.
Whoa. I still think you're beautiful, 'cause I'm more
attracted to what's inside of you. You don't have to guess. Yeah, I still don't know that, actually. That's funny. Yeah. I still don't know that one, but I wrote Yes for Music Soul Child.
What did you think of the Verses? Who saw it?
I didn't watch it.
I watched it, and I was hopeful at the beginning.
Oh, jeez.
And then I kind of just started doing something else, to be honest.
Well, Anthony Hamilton is a friend of mine. I support Anthony. I enjoy Anthony.
I have great respect for both because, I mean, they're the soundtrack to like my middle school, high school, and college years.
Here's the thing. I love Music Soul Child's music. Like the album's really great songs, some really hit singles.
Yeah, some great songs.
It's the live experience for me where it just kind of, not quite what I hear on the record.
Wasn't he on that concert we were talking about?
Yes, but we left before he came out. It was that bad.
Good call.
Sorry.
Yeah. Because Love is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah,
he got a couple. Love. Are you kidding me? Buddy, Love.
No, music had he got a music catalog. Had he the got joints. Catalog. If I had to pick somebody, it would probably be Music because he had catalog. The songs that really resonated with the crowd. To me, yeah, but he really screwed up by trying to like do so many runs and it's just
singing Lord.
Yeah, yes, it was live.
It was
live.
Just like
live.
Man, you don't have to do all that.
Chuck said he was singing Lord.
And I think for me, like overall, like the what I miss about the way Versus was like earlier in the pandemic was that, you know, we got stories behind the songs. Like, they would actually sit down and actually talk through each song. Mm. And it was just a big concert this time. Like, nobody was...
Because a lot of these artists, they want to show that they still have it.
But what about those that don't? Not saying anything. I'm just asking, you know, just on behalf of that community. But, you know? Just
yeah. I think we're at a point now where it's getting tricky because there's a lot of artists who deserve to be on Versus, but not everyone pairs up fairly with somebody.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, so there's Mary can't do one, right? And Faith can't really do one because they don't pair with each other, but they don't pair with anybody else, right? And Mariah can't do one because no one pairs with her at all as a songwriter and an artist. So you have these people that you'd love to see and experience, but there's no one to put them with that makes, because it is a competition and everyone, all the fans are rooting and getting competitive. So you want to make sure it feels like it levels out.
But how was the viewership on this one?
It was like maybe like 200,000, right? A little under 200K.
I looked at the numbers.
Yeah,
I did see that they were trying to move it to a private platform and the fans were like, hell no.
They were trying to make people pay for it and they had to kind of.
That was the wrong one to bet on for the. Why didn't you do that for the Brandy Monica or like Babyface? And like when it was like 2 million viewers and people were like, you know, like clawing to get at it.
I love Versus and how it just. I wish it would go back to.
Yeah.
The rawness of just like you said, telling the stories about the songs and including the songwriters and producers. Like I personally love that. That's where this all started with Tim and Swizz. Yes. So I think there's some value there instead of trying to add all this star power. That's I don't know, but I enjoyed a number of them, but there's some that really missed the mark for me. And then since it moved over to Triller, like I liked it better on Apple for quality purposes.
Yeah.
You know, on Instagram is my backup because I like to be in the comments. You know, so but it's just. Yeah, I don't enjoy it on the Triller platform, but I'm happy from a business standpoint how Triller has, you know, given shares and, you know, to all the artists that have participated, which is great on the business side, but the actual consumer experience is just, it misses the mark for me.
Well, nothing was ever as golden as that Babyface Teddy Riley one, if I'm going to be honest. Like, that was classic jokes, classic records.
Yeah.
Oh my God, them sound issues, like.
Shout out to Breon.
Still, that was comedy. comedy.
Who would you, like, so who would we put in a Versus against Peggy Scott Adams?
Denise LaSalle. Well, she's no longer here, but.
Oh, jeez. There's a real, okay, that was a, I didn't know it was a real, I was a, it's kind of rhetorical, but I was just like.
He was like, either Denise.
He's like, let's see. Denise,
God rest her soul.
Oh,
jeez. Okay.
Who goes up? This one's who goes in a Versus against your girl Olita?
Maybe Brenda Russell.
y'all tuning
in. I'll sleep.
insert get here to intro right.
I'll actually be at her concert though. March 18th.
Who?
Where,
here?
Yeah, here in Nashville.
Olita?
Brenda Russell?
No, Olita.
No.
She'll be at CD Winery.
You know what? Out of respect for you and because she's dope, I would go with you. Let's go see Olita.
Let's go.
Feels like
y'all want to make it a field trip? A field trip without field.
Yo, I was wondering who could you put Missy Elliott against in a Versus?
Nobody. Absolutely nobody.
Wow.
Nobody.
That was a fast answer.
She needs
guys.
To do a Missy Elliott and Friends and just bring out.
Maybe Pharrell. Huh. Maybe.
Yeah.
And that'd be a nice VA battle for you. I know you'd be conflicted inside. You'd be torn.
That would be a long Versus though. Like, we'd be up all night.
I don't think Pharrell can go against nobody, really. No. Like, with the amount of songs he got. Like,
but we'd be up all night if it was the both of them.
Yeah.
We'd be up all night.
That's like a three-night mini-series.
three-night special.
Yo, I actually want to propose a challenge for this year. Y'all ready for the challenge? Since Phil's always talking about VA, right? Technically, Chuck is from Illinois. Very famous state for music. You're from Virginia, very famous state for music.
Two up, two down.
You're from Georgia, very famous state for music. And I'm from New York, very famous state for music. I don't know how we're going to do it, but I challenge you all to a duel this year. See which city reigns supreme. That's all I'm going to say. to be continued. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Because he got East St. Louis, he got Chicago in there. There's a lot going on.
Just a clue of who the winner would be.
Oh, a lot of stuff coming out of Georgia. You tripping? Georgia's heavy. Yeah. New York is heavy, but VA is heavy. It's a lot. It's a good fight.
You know, Illinois got Yeezy.
You got Yeezy. You got a lot of stuff.
Robert Kelly's out
you got
there.
Robert Kelly. It's a lot.
You got a Chance the Rapper.
You see what I'm saying?
That was supposed to be a joke.
Oh, my bad.
Southside.
My bad. You got Chuck Berry. A lot of people got Miles Davis. Come on. Obviously, he's got some weight, so.
So we got a challenge. We'll
bring your receipts is what I'm saying.
Bring your receipts?
Bring your receipts.
Got it.
State of Black Music. Kelly Paul, it's not Atlanta. Light on you, it's not Atlanta. Nope. Clay Cole, it's not Atlanta.
Nope. Amaretta the Great.
That's what I'm saying.
All I hear when I hear that is Greg Street.
Straight up.
That's so Atlanta. She's so Atlanta. She definitely so Atlanta.
So Atlanta.
I like it though.
I love it. Just she's getting the people on their toes, people up in uproar, like, you know, Decatur. Here's the thing, I ain't from Georgia, so I'm thinking like College Park and Decatur, all that's, you know, kinda, it's just Atlanta in my mind. Like, yeah. It's ATL. Like, she set the record straight.
She clarified for you.
Yeah, she definitely clarified.
Clarified for you.
Amaretta the Great.
Amaretta the Great.
Amaretta South.
Nice song.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Not sorry.
I like that. Not sorry.
Clay Cole is not Atlanta.
Yeah, I love her the way. I just love it.
I like her voice.
Yeah, me too.
I like it too. I like it. I fuck with that.
So who's really not Atlanta? Based on her on the qualifications, I know Lil Baby qualifies. Outkast, are they safe?
Where are they from? East Point.
Yeah,
I know Migos not safe.
College Park, East Point. I think Monica's from College Park.
That's not Atlanta.
I'd love to hear what Monica say about this. Like,
College Park is not Atlanta.
No, she said it.
That's what they say.
She says not Atlanta.
See, wow. I'm from Macon, which is 75, 80 miles south of Atlanta.
Not Atlanta.
So
not Atlanta.
But I did live.
I feel like if you're 15, 20 minutes away, you live there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know. I mean, I've been there many times. I don't really don't know Atlanta very well, like in terms of geography at all.
It's so close. It's like arguing whether Brentwood.
Shit, if the MARTA go,
is, yeah, right.
Wherever the MARTA go is Atlanta to me.
Not Atlanta.
not Atlanta.
Hey, Chuck, that's so good. You said, I love the way she talks.
Yeah,
shout out to Amaretta the Great.
State of Black Music.
What else y'all been listening to?
That's a good question.
Ooh. What have I been listening to? I mean, I know we talk about her a lot, but a lot of Anita Baker, I guess because she, you know, she's going to be doing these Vegas dates, but y'all know my favorite album by her is Composition. So I've been playing the breaks off of that the last like 2 or 3 weeks. Mm. No One to Blame, More Than You Know, Lonely, like just the whole album. Nine tracks, just
crazy
bliss the whole way through.
What about you, Phil? What you listening to?
What I've been listening to, let me see, the one and only, the incomparable, Jasmine Sullivan.
Yeah.
Jasmine.
Hurt Me So Good. All this deluxe.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! This is my joint. She told me it changed, but I see it in the new. Cause I already know you don't know nothing about love. I leave when you're wrong. Yeah, so Hurt Me So Good off the Jasmine Sullivan deluxe. That's in my playlist. Super heavy. I can't wait to see her live in one of these cities.
Hotels, motels.
She's coming here. She's coming to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'll be in town. I may have to catch her in another.
Yeah. We're not going to be here either. I was going to go.
Yeah, same.
Well, I'll be there, hopefully. You know.
he's like, fuck y'all. I'll be there.
If she's seen Forever Don't Last, you know what I'm saying?
Put your phone up
and send it to me.
Will do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. What about you, Chuck?
I was in one of my friend's car and she played a song by this guy named Smino.
Smino is dope.
It's called Ruby Red. And after I heard that song, I've been deep diving into this cat. Like he's innovative. Grapefruit,
Ruby Red bomb. No Pulp Fiction, my backseat got so much leg wrong.
His whole catalog, he's so innovative. He do a lot of different voices. He's really innovative on this production. So shout out Smino.
Smino.
That's dope.
Yeah, man.
Claude, who you got? What's in your playlist these days outside of Betty Wright?
Oh, God. It's been old school for me, too. I've been listening to a lot of Michael McDonald. Mm. Sweet Freedom.
Sweet Freedom is the jam, man.
Sweet Freedom. I love Sweet
Tony Braxton's dad?
No.
Sweet Freedom, shine your light on me.
You feel me?
Michael McDonald. Yeah, he lives in Tennessee, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I'm so glad they finally put that on streaming services. For the longest, I could not find it.
I saw him live in New York they rented out one of those Broadway theaters in Times Square. And it was just a theater like in one of those cuts like on 46th Street. And he rocked that place out, man. Mm. It was just him on the roads in the front and his band behind him. And he was just sitting there like how Stevie Wonder would sit there. He was just going in. He's so good live.
That's cool, man.
Well, I need to see him live. Never.
He got jams, too.
Never had the pleasure.
I would love to see him and Anita Baker on a joint tour. Have they ever toured together? Seems like it makes sense.
Wow. Didn't they do a song together? Am I Dreaming?
No, that was her and James Ingram.
Mm. Okay.
I just can never understand Michael McDonald.
You didn't understand his words?
Yeah, I can't. I need lyrics on
it. I understand it more now, actually. I can hear him more clearly now for some reason than when I was a kid.
That's why I feel like he's the cousin of Tony Braxton. Yeah, he's their dad or something.
Marbles in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pause.
Oh, my Lord. He brought back pause, Jesus.
State of Black
Music. Oh, when it all, woo, yeah, all falls down.
This is the real one, baby.
I'm telling you, I love.
Chi-town stand.
So have y'all been up on the Kanye West documentary?
Genius.
Yeah, let's discuss documentaries, because...
I'm going to kick this off, because I know I was in the group text with y'all and on a FaceTime recently talking about this Kanye West.
Yeah, it's your fault.
It's okay, I enjoyed it. I'd love to see the making of the superstar, this man that we know today, who I think is a creative genius, Kanye West. Yeah. Kanye Titta.
So I was,
Ye, you know what I mean?
I was in the group chat being hesitant and resistant, but per your request, I watched it as well, and I loved it.
Where it started. I mean, I think we opened up with a scene with him with Mace and Harlem World. Yes. Yeah. Like, just to see a young Kanye.
And to watch the rejection of the label, because...
Time after time.
Yeah.
See, first of all, we know a lot of people in the...
We do know those people.
And I was just like,
I love those people. I know those people.
I'm like, yo.
I know them, and I love those people, and I celebrate those people, but wow, it was just like they totally dismissed the man. I was like, wow.
He was playing hits. And they were like, what y'all going to eat?
What y'all getting for lunch?
Who's going to Chipotle? Doing a Chipotle run. Like, it's like,
he's playing All Falls Down with Lauryn Hill. And they're like, so what you doing?
But that speaks to what I took away from the documentary, because I forget. And so I feel like a lot of people probably forget that Kanye's story is the story of the underdog.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. People, absolutely.
Because he's so big now that you forget that he had to fight like hell for his art. Even when he became a super famous producer, even when he got signed to the label, he still had to fight like hell.
It was good to be reminded of that, for sure.
So, yeah.
I loved it. You see it, Timon?
I still need to watch it.
Now that I've watched it, I strongly recommend it.
And you see what I
said. I still need to watch it.
Thank you.
And what's so beautiful about it, it's going to remind everybody why they love Kanye.
Yes.
Absolutely.
No matter what point you are in your Kanye journey at this point, once you see that documentary, you're going to fall back in love with him, because he speaks for all of us.
When Damon Dash, I read right before I watched it, when Damon Dash was like, yo, Kanye West is our Michael Jackson. And you know, every time someone calls someone Michael Jackson, you kind of start to cringe. I'm like, yeah. So I'm like, let me watch it. And then I started watching it. And then you watch him look in the camera and say everything he's going to be.
Yes.
And then you look today and he's all of that plus.
Everything. And then more.
And I'm like, yo, you are our Michael Jackson. That's crazy.
Yo, Kanye really has blown that thing. I mean, but I want to also acknowledge, we talked about Kanye, but shout out to that brother, Cootie.
Cootie. Genius.
Straight up. Cootie to really have the insight and the foresight to really walk away from your dream to really help be a servant and support this brother on his journey. Yeah. That's a level
and
of faith.
And the places he got, like, in his mother's house.
Yes.
Those conversations, because, you know, like, we all have, you know how your moms are with cameras on.
Yeah.
Like, he got some real intimate stuff, and to know that, like, he was documenting a rock and roll icon.
Yeah. Yeah. And it also showed me, I mean, the genius relationship with Kanye, or as we call him now, Ye,
yeah,
and Donda, like, just to see the relationship with him and his mother, like, it's just, again, as someone who was raised by a mom, a single parent, like, that really resonated with me, just to see that connection. And so I see how it's, I can only imagine how hard it's been for him, and, you know, in her absence. And so that's, it was just, like I said, I thought it was well crafted. I can't wait to see the rest of the parts of this amazing trilogy.
Yeah.
Have y'all ordered your stem players? You see this, Timon, in my phone?
That's
a tracking number. I've ordered my stem player. I'm supporting Kanye on this new endeavor. I'm this new streaming platform. I love how you can mute certain elements of the composition. Like, it's impressive. So have you three ordered your stem player? Because I have.
You can mute stuff?
You can mute. It's pretty impressive.
Now I'm all about some muting.
Stem player. But I'm seeing that he's selling, you know, thousands daily.
He already made like 2-3 million off of it.
It's incredible. But I just love that, see an artist like, because Apple offered him $100 million.
Exactly.
For this Donda 2.
And they offered him $100 million for the album.
Yes,
$100 million.
$100 million.
And he turned it down.
Why?
Because he's Kanye. He's Yay.
Exclusively on Stem Player.
I haven't yet, but I probably will.
$100 million.
Yes, sir.
I probably will download it.
We still getting $100 million for albums, boy.
If you're Kanye, if you're Yay,
Yay.
Yeah, I'm. Kanye's doing some stuff that's very similar to what Prince was doing when everyone thought he was crazy. Yeah. So I'm gonna not make the same mistake twice.
Yeah.
And support.
Yeah, I love that he's a black man doing what he's doing.
Right.
But I'm still going to wait to see.
He said, I love that he's a black man.
But I'm still going to wait.
Nah, I feel you, Timon.
I'll support. I mean, look, when Jay-Z announced the title, I jumped right on it.
It's like $200. Mm. I spend a lot more for a lot less.
Yeah.
True. So here I am.
True.
Yeah, but I'm excited, so I'll let y'all know. I'll bring it to the next
taping. Yeah, you let us know. I'll bring it over.
Yeah, I'll be the guinea pig. Shout out to Ye.
Shout out to guinea pigs.
But two documentaries I have watched.
Yeah, share.
The Janet documentary and the Summer of Soul documentary.
Yeah.
Both were amazing.
Both were amazing. I watched Summer of Soul like 3 times.
You did?
Yes.
Summer of Soul was dope.
Yeah, amazing. Oscar nominated.
Yes.
And just to, you know, the fact that no one, like, I don't know if I had heard about Summer of Soul or just that particular festival until, like, a couple years ago, like, that it actually happened. And then to watch Mahalia Jackson.
Gladys Knight was cut.
Gladys Knight, The Fifth Dimension.
Fifth Dimension, I love
them. Fifth Dimension and Mavis Staples.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Nina Simone, like, crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I didn't see
the Hawkins too.
Someone told me at the very end of that documentary, there's a scene at the very, very end. They were talking about this at the dinner actually the other night about when Stevie Wonder was there, and I guess there was a Motown worker that was with him, and I guess Stevie grabbed onto him or his clothes or something, like to break his fall or something, and the guy kind of pulled away, and I guess Stevie basically said, like, you know, no, I pay your salary or something like, but at the very end, I didn't see this part. So I need to actually go back. He said it's at the very end.
I need to go back and watch that part.
Yeah. Stevie being a thug.
Stevie was thugging. Stephen Morris came out. I was like, you're from Saginaw. Like, hey, bro.
Saginaw.
I pay your salary. Like, I mean, I can grab whatever. I bought that suit. You know what I mean?
Oh,
Stevelin.
But then, okay, so Janet, you said the other one was Janet Jackson.
Janet, yeah.
That was excellent too.
Yeah.
That was good. I really enjoyed the Janet Jackson documentary. You didn't like it, Phil?
I enjoyed it. I loved, you know, first of all, let me just say this. For anyone that knows me, Janet Jackson is absolutely one of my favorite artists, entertainers.
Same.
That's ever graced a stage or a studio. I love Janet, right?
Same.
However,
Lord.
I love the access that we were able to see.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the never seen before behind the scenes footage of her and Michael and, you know, great content, but it was like, I still felt very controlled.
Oh, yeah.
No pun intended. But it felt like the narrative was like this, because I can only imagine in my brain, you know, I played out this whole scenario. Janet divorces Rene Elizondo years ago. She pays him this outrageous amount of money, you know, and an extensive NDA. And then she's like, and run them tapes, all them tapes that you got from this last decade. Give me all that. So Janet been sitting on that shit for like 10 plus years minimum, and it's combed through and like, yeah, I'll keep that. Maybe not. Like this. So I just feel like there's so much more that I would love to know and see. That
I agree with you. I read a couple of reviews and I agree with this when they were like, they were comparing it to the Kanye documentary and saying it's always better. Remember, Kanye was complaining about not having creative control, mm-hmm. but it's better because then you get an actual honest depiction of the good, the bad, and the ugly, which makes you a genius.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how Janet's was the opposite. She controlled the whole narrative. Yeah. And so you're getting just like what she wants you to see. But similar to the Kanye one, what I took away from it was how genius Renee was.
I'm gonna give you another genius. Renee was absolutely genius.
To film it, to the whole all vision. Of that.
But we got to go back to the OG Joe Jackson.
Joe Jackson.
Now, we could Joe, yeah. Joe, we heard something. And again, I'm not saying that he was an angel. I'm not even saying, I'm just saying he had a vision for his daughter as well as his sons.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he put everybody to work, but he clearly saw something in Janet and really applied the time, the resources, the work, and just, I mean, it's, and she acknowledged that, and I thought that was great. Now, that part
that was my favorite part,
that she acknowledged her father and his contribution to her journey.
And I like that she reframed him as not an abuser.
Yeah.
Because the movie and all the jokes make him that, and Michael and all of them, like, he were a little more soft about it. But Janet made it, what I can relate to was like, yo, it was, that's how black families are. Like, they spank
absolutely.
Their kids.
Absolutely.
They right. want you to be great. They get their foot is in on your neck the whole time. That's my mom. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and for her to be like, for her to say, like, I understand now that I needed it and that we wouldn't be here. For her and Randy to be in Gary and be like, yo, we would never made it out here had it not been for Joe Jackson and his tenacity, was the kind of praise I think he always deserved and didn't really get because he was kind of ridiculed as, they kind of put him in the Ike Turner category in a weird way.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, he is a dedicated father. You should be praising him more.
Yeah.
And so that was dope to me.
Yeah, but overall, I enjoyed it. I mean, I love Janet and just any additional insight and access that we can see on her life and career. It was pretty dope seeing her in the studio with Jam and Lewis.
That's what I was going to say. That was my highlight, you know what I'm saying? Just to get to see their process and see that.
Them fighting.
I'm not crazy because it gets crazy in the studio, you know what I'm saying? When you're talking about difference of opinions, and you're talking about egos and people just being tired, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, can y'all tell us a story of somebody in the studio that it was awkward or got bad or heated? Man. We could all share. Let's share a story. I mean, like, you know, here we are in the state of black music. This is what the people. Lord. This is what the people want to know and hear.
Let me think of a good one, y'all.
A good one.
So many have happened, y'all. Chuck, you got one? I'm trying to think of a good one. There's been so many. A tense moment in the studio. It gets tense. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let me see.
Listeners, I know you can't wait to hear this. This is so good. Exclusively here on the State of Black Music.
Eeny, meeny, miny. Let me see.
Oh, one of my all-time worst moments is when Fantasia was trying to do a beat. Instead of letting me do my job.
That was atrocious.
The session ended because what is that?
Wow.
So, I love Fantasia, but don't do my job.
and trying to make her husband a co-writer was also a bit awkward. I too was present in
the current one. Session.
It was awkward.
Oh yes,
it was awkward. The session never recovered.
Let me ask
you. You don't come.
All right, Yvonne.
you don't come to the chocolate factory, and then try to make the chocolate. You come and receive a service.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Don't try to improve on the formula when you ain't got a formula. That's what happened.
I will tell you an intense session I was in. It wasn't towards me, obviously, but it was. I was just there with Faith Evans at the time on the. She was doing the album, the First Lady album, which was her debut on Capitol, and she was recording a song called True Love, that was produced by Jermaine Dupri.
I love that record,
and I remember. You know, it's a very wordy song, like true love, when you say you need me like I need you and I can be without you. It's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And Faith could not get it. And it was just so, and she just got frustrated and kicked everyone out. She kicked Jermaine out, kicked Todd, her husband, out. Everybody was in there. And just, it was, I mean, I was allowed to stay with the engineer, but it just got intense for a minute because she was, you know, she's a professional. She's one of the best.
And a perfectionist.
You know, and a perfectionist. So just the fact that she couldn't get it and Jermaine was like trying to push in his own way and the Todd was trying to push and Faye was like, everybody get the fuck out. Like. I was like, oh shit. Okay. So as I get to walk out, she's like, no, you good. You can stay. I'm like, okay, cool. It was just, but shit got real.
Yeah. She kicked us out too.
Yeah, Tears of Joy.
We kicked out for Tears of Joy. Yes. But literally, she just wanted like she got going and was like, I need to get let loose and
You know, I'll tell you, believe it or not, and she probably would, well, she won't hit me for saying it, it's the truth. She's one of the shyest people when it comes to being in the studio.
But her the thing is, her gift doesn't suggest she's shy like that. No. So you think she's just gonna open up and sing in front of you?
Yes, she's extremely shy. Less is best. You know, I've been in multiple sessions with her over the years, but that one was intense. I'll never forget that. I was just like, I just remember Jermaine going to the lounge to play video games, and Matai. They just felt it was just pretty. Yeah, and she would, once she allowed everybody to come back in, it was amazing. And she got
it. It was magic.
It was magic in the end. But yeah, just I witnessed that. I said, "Jeez." And then I guess my most uncomfortable session. It was an artist I managed that was a Sunday Best runner-up by the name of Jessica Reedy. Very far and few times you ever hear me acknowledge her, but here's one. And she did a song called So there was a song that you brothers did. I just remember being in the session. Was it What About Me? What about like what was the song title?
What About Me? Lord.
And I remember,
I love that song. We did that.
I loved the song. And I remember being at the session, Timon, and because I love the original version, the reference. Mm-hmm. Some people call it the demo.
The demo.
The brother to my somewhat in front of me, to my left, Clark Kelly nailed it on this demo. So I had a bit of demoitis. And I got to tell you, it just felt like a very rough session. She, you know, the artist, Jessica, just wasn't quite.
No,
just couldn't quite get it. It just couldn't, you know, didn't quite connect. Mm. And it got a little uncomfortable there. And, you know, just I remember I think we ended up having to stop the session and try to resume it at another time. But
yeah, y'all came to my studio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, so the things that happen behind the scenes, the making of these records, you just have no idea.
It's crazy. That's why it was so good to see Jimmy and Terry and just the, and it, I mean, it was all in love, but it was, you could feel the tension.
Man, you felt that thing.
I just love seeing Janet, like, curse and go off, you know, because we don't get to see that from
her. There should have been a lot more of that content.
Yeah.
What you're saying, right?
I think he's an icon, but I think we got a little sneak peek into another side of Michael Jackson that people don't expose.
Agreed.
Michael was a nigga.
Yeah.
And they're from nigga. Gary. Come on, y'all. They're from Gary, Indiana.
He also had a bitch ass streak to him, too. There's some cornballness to him, too, where he was just being petty.
There's a video I saw online recently.
Is that
recently.
Paul McCartney speaking? I'm sorry.
Jeez. What you say to me?
No, there's a video I reposted on Instagram recently where Michael was talking about, like, titties. And it cracked, like I was laughing the entire day because I'm like, I wish we would have been able to see this side of Michael. Like,
that was Timon Bacon. So if you want to cancel anyone at Timon Bacon, it's Timon.
He said titties.
Or as Michael would say it, titties.
No, he didn't. No, he actually said it like, her titties, her titties.
What?
Yes, it was hilarious.
Oh, geez.
Oh, Lord.
It was hilarious.
Quick pivot.
please save us.
quick pivot. Documentaries I'm suggesting.
Yeah.
I got two for you. Fat Tuesdays.
Yeah, I was. You messed me up. That was going to be my Esther roll.
Oh, my bad.
No, go ahead.
But Fat Tuesdays. Have you seen Fat Tuesdays?
No, I saw it. It popped up on my recommendation. So good.
Wait, what is this about?
It's a must see. Okay. So basically what I discovered is that the Comedy Store did a documentary a couple years before and basically whitewashed the whole story. It was like Comedy Store became famous because of white folk. Guy Tory and his brother, the Tory brothers, who were
St. Louis.
You see? St. Louis.
Wow. Two points there.
2 points there. Right. He's like, drop. Basically like started, got the opportunity to have a night, Fat Tuesdays, Tuesday nights on Sunset Boulevard to have only black comics. This is before Def Comedy Jam, this is before BET Comic View. This is like what started the whole black comedy movement. Mm. So there's footage of everything. So like everyone you know from the 90s, all of them were like birthed out of this. Leslie Jones, Tracy Morgan, everybody. Martin Lawrence, everyone. Dave Chappelle, all
Kevin
of them.
Kevin Hart, everybody.
And they're all in it.
Wow.
Snoop is in it. Tiffany Haddish is in it. They're all talking about how it was the hottest spot. And then all the OGs, which would have been like Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall, they're all coming there just because this is the hottest place in town. Mm-hmm. And then literally that's what birthed the Comedy Jam and BET stuff. And then also how all of them got in the movies. Chris Tucker. That was how they all started. So to watch, we grew up in it, and we were the audience because we watched all those shows. So to watch like how our, basically our influence as kids made the people that, I mean, Chris Rock is Chris Rock now, but just kind of like the kind of thing you don't really realize he had to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And Fat Tuesday is about this club that really started it all.
And they were bringing in bank. Like, they were keeping the Comedy Store open.
A lot, yeah, open.
Wow.
They, yeah. On the Black Night, we were drinking and, you know what I'm saying? Okay. We were in there.
Yeah. Isn't that how it always happens, though?
Pretty much. And my second documentary is called You Are Watching Video Music Box.
That was amazing.
That was great.
That was amazing.
Showtime. Nuts. Yeah, it was great.
And like, and by the way, New York. As a New Yorker, like to watch, because I watched it as growing up, and like you, so it's just public access television. You're watching. That's actually where I got most of my videos, because you start to realize that's where he was playing the real grimy shit.
Yeah,
like, that's where you were getting it from. And to watch how, again, that's it's just a recording of history. And then of course Nas produced it, so you got Jay-Z in there and everyone talking about it. But that just took me down memory lane, because it was just a hip hop memory lane explosion. It was so dope.
So dope and so much history, and you just see some of our hip hop icons early on the journey. Yeah. It's super dope. Shout out to Nas, man. I'm really proud of what Nas and his production company is really cranking out, some really dope content, man.
Yeah, man.
I stumbled on that and I was like, yo, this is crazy.
Yeah. His last album is amazing too.
Nas?
Yeah. I just got it on the one before that on vinyl. You know,
Hit Boy went in on that album.
Shout out on vinyl, Timon. You got it on vinyl?
I don't have it on vinyl yet, but it's coming.
It's coming? Okay.
It's coming.
Make sure.
It's coming.
State of Black
Music. One for the money, two for the bank, three to get you going, cause the brat's in the play.
The brat and her wife Jessica Dupart, aka Judy. Brat is a dear, long time friend. I've known the brat since I was 15 years old.
Damn.
So I am 40 at this point. So just you do the math. But I love the brat, and she just recently married her bride, Jessica Dupart. They just, you know, wed recently. I just wanted to celebrate their union, their love.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. You know, just
22-22.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, man. That's awesome.
That's epic. Yeah. So I just, you know, again, just brat. I just, you know, the first female platinum rapper, let's be clear.
Yeah.
Let's be very clear on the
legend.
Legend.
A receipt.
That's a receipt. That's a receipt for you. But I just wanted to celebrate my sisters. I love you. Brad, you know, shout out to you. And shout out to Lisa Ray, your sister, too, because y'all showed me love throughout the journey. That was one of my first reality shows as well. So, but Brad, I love you. Judy, a.k.a. Jessica Dupart, like, yo, y'all, I'm happy for the whole Harris Dupart clan, and just wanted to congratulate you both. Yeah. Congratulations.
Invite Brad on the show.
She would come.
She'd be good convo.
She would be amazing, and she's got a lot to say. And just, you know, again, but definitely a rap, hip-hop legend, and has paved the way. And like I said, man, just that's Brad, man.
She got stories, too. Like, I watched an interview she did with Candy not too long ago. And I would love to hear I got some questions for Brad.
You got some questions?
Yeah.
You got questions?
I got questions.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out to the Brad and Jessica.
State of Black
Music.
Man, that shit's so timeless right there.
It still feel good.
Ooh, shout out to the homie Snoop Dogg, man. The new owner of Death Row.
I love that.
That's so cool, man.
That is so cool. Just such a full circle moment for Dogg, man. I just want to celebrate him. One of my favorite people. Such a genuine brother.
I want to smoke weed with him.
That's the
so bad.
Beware.
I'm ready.
I don't advise it. I have a foggy memory of me, him, and Faith Evans one night. I just thought, I don't advise it. I was just in the vicinity, and I said, oh, no, this is...
I'm ready.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you know what? Yeah, but shout out to Uncle Snoop, Snoop Dogg, man. He has acquired the rights to Death Row, the catalog. Now, I'm reading reports that some of the music from the Tupac, you know, repertoire is not included in the deal, and possibly the Dr. Dre Chronic album, which may be reverting back to Dre, which is great for Dre.
Yeah.
But at least all Snoop is getting his masters back and all the other, like, Above the Rim and other great things. But I just love to see great people win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love it.
Yeah, man.
In this business, where we all know how things are structured, and it's not always in the favor of the artist sometimes.
No.
And so to see this artist who has really just evolved. I mean, like, I saw Snoop on what show was that the other night? I was watching him singing a Journey record. Like, I think it was the Jimmy Fallon. I mean, he's really rebranded, but shout out to Snoop. I just wanted to acknowledge.
Yeah, we love Snoop.
New owner of Death Row. So good to see that happen.
You know, hip hop be doing it on the business tip. You know what I'm saying? They really just, from documentaries, like we talking about with Nas, and we talking about Snoop and all his business ventures, and of course, Jay-Z, and even Kanye West. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Soulja Boy.
Soulja.
Nah, I'm serious. Soulja Boy is a genius.
He was the first at a lot of things.
He was the first. Yeah.
So, shout out to that, because, you know what I'm saying, we can handle some business.
One thing I love about Snoop is the fact that he's always been, like, he's the same Snoop he was in 91.
Absolutely.
When he came out with Deep Cover.
Yeah.
True.
The same guy.
Same guy.
Just older.
He's just
looked the same, too.
But his energy, I got to tell you, just one of the nicest people. Like,
I believe that.
Like, really cool. And I'm always impressed by artists of his level that just are so engaged with their business.
Yeah.
Right.
So even when I worked with him on the Bible of Love project, I mean, just, I'm texting him directly. I'm emailing him. He's responding back. Like, that just blew me away to see how involved he was with all the decisions. So Snoop is just a great guy. Like I said, looking forward to doing more with him in the future. But I'm just proud of him, man.
We gotta get him on here.
We need to.
That's a guest.
That's an amazing guest. I will not be in the green room that day.
The room will be green.
The room will be way all right. Green.
State of Black music.
The Esther Roll
Award.
Looking at my rollie, it's about that time.
About that time.
To get to the Esther Roll Black Excellence Award. The Irby.
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 Irby. Y'all know what it is.
Irby.
Y'all know what this is.
Y'all know what it is. It's always a good time to celebrate Black Excellence. Always a time. Not just Black History Month, but all the time.
365, 24/7. Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing here, by nominating the person, any kind of person in entertainment or in the world that you think deserves a little more shine and is not getting it, this is the platform for them.
Mm.
Welcome to the Irby nominations.
Irby nominations.
The floor is now open.
I'm raising my hand. Like, they can all see me. I'm raising my hand.
Yes.
We lost to me a legend, a great recently, and I want to acknowledge him. And this is where I want to give this Irby to. And dedicate this episode to Syl Johnson. Selena Johnson's father, who was an amazing, accomplished artist who did so much for music, Black music, just has been sampled so many times, to count. But yeah, Syl Johnson, that is who I'm putting on this virtual table for the Esther Roll Award for Black Excellence.
I love that.
I think that's great. I think that's great.
And there you have it.
I love it.
My favorite Syl Johnson song is We Did It. Is it because I'm Black is dope too, but We Did is my favorite.
It took a whole lots of doing, but we did it. Yes, we did, girl. Oh, lots of doing, but we did. Yes, we did, girl.
Syl Johnson.
I like these episodes where we just shoot the shit and just chill.
Yeah.
And just talk.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's when we really get the edge, the controversy, because I've been shocked by some of the things I've heard here today.
And I think Don has a lot to do with it as well.
The Don has a lot to do with it.
I love Don.
Don Cornelius.
Donnie Simpson.
Don Robinson.
Don Jackson.
Oh, Jesus. No, Don Jackson.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh God!
Say, oh Lord!
Oh God! But as we conclude, we're off to a good start. 2022 is about to be nuts.
Yeah, man.
So
pause.
Lord, you did say nuts pretty hard.
I'm so dumb. Cheers to a great new season of State of Black Music. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Follow us on at State of Black Music on all socials. At Fillionaire.
At Lewis York Music.
At It's Timon.
We here, and we always gonna be here. Yo, Phil.
Yo, until next time.
Play that cell.
State of Black Music. We out of here, y'all.
Peace.
of my skin. Only add color to my tears. Oh, oh, that splash against my hollow bones. That rocks my soul. Oh, oh, oh. Looking back over my false dreams that I once knew, wondering why my dreams never came true. Is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me.